CliffCentral.com.
Good morning, everybody. Fresh and bright and cheery on a morning where everything is frozen outside. It's fantastic. It's like a Disney cartoon, except without the annoying princess. Yay. Instead of an annoying princess, what you got is three annoying princes this morning. That's what you get for your problems, yeah. Oh, it's Friday. You made it to the end of another bloody week. And I don't mean bloody week because there are actually, a couple of people dead at 70. I think the death toll somewhere around the 70s, 72. They found, how does this happen? They found 10 bodies inside a Macro that had been looted. So the looters are so greedy, they stomp all over each other to get like washing powder and fucking pilchards. They stomp on each other and then leave the dead behind. I mean, these are the kind of people, when someone says to me, no, but you know, we're working in a new consciousness. The world is waking up to a new kind of consciousness, and everybody's linked in our spirits, and we must all go on ayahuasca weekends together and open our minds and, you know, come together as one, because the universe, everything's interconnected. When those people say that and I'm in a good mood, I go, yeah. In a bad mood, I go, but 10 people were stomped on in the Macro by other people and just left there. Stomped.
While stealing. Don't forget the while stealing.
While stealing. Stomped. Those people, there's no consciousness there going on there. That's just a fuck. That's the most humiliating way to die. You die as part of a mob, and no one even notices for like 3 days. Because this happened on Monday or Tuesday, and no one went, shit, you know, I wonder where Tom is. I'm sure we had him with us in our raiding party the other night. Tom. Anybody heard from Tom? No. Okay.
You sound like such a Sagittarius there, Gareth.
I'm a Sagittarius, am I? No, I'm a Virgo.
No, you know, that's you the care type about of thing that those shit? People might say.
Yeah, well.
They might say, oh, that you must be. I mean, with Mercury being in retrograde right now, that's such a Sagittarius thing
listen,
to say.
There are people who are trying to explain this riot. I mean, I follow a weird bunch of people. Like, I try to keep it as diverse as possible just to be interesting. And some of the people on my Instagram, which is really the only social media I still check because they're occasionally, you know, like interesting pictures, and you get to sort of see what your real friends are up to, and also some of the people that you're just interested and curious about. And this one girl was like, no, the whole reason this has happened, all of this can be explained by astrology. And she goes into like a chart of like South Africa. No, seriously. She's like, South Africa's here.
Oh,
and
wow.
Like some fucking supernova. Millions of light years away, billions of light years away, sending light to us that's died out already, that only reaching us now because of the speed of light being so slow and those stars being so far. That huge supernova gives a fuck about a Macro being looted in Umlazi. It's okay, though. I mean, if you need an explanation, then maybe that's the one you want. You know, maybe that's what people want. They just want a simple explanation. It's because of Zuma. It is because we are hungry. But you were hungry 3 weeks ago. Yeah, but now we are more hungry. I'm like, no. So the best thing, can I share this with you? Leanne is going to join us in a minute. But the best thing I've seen on social media in the last 48 hours, because everything happens so fast, you can only say 48 hours, right? If I say the best thing this year, you're going to say to me, oh, but there was this thing in February that was funny. So listen to this. By the way, if you don't recognize these people, Bulelo Tinta and Ben Karpinski, just, you know, there might be someone new on this morning. Who knows? You know, say hi, everybody.
Hi.
There we go.
Hi.
Hi, good Hello. To see you.
So Simon Gear, who remember you was that weather guy on ENCA, mm-hmm. and then he ended up on SABC. Now, I think he's on 702. I don't even know what he does. But Simon Gear, he was like Dr. Doogie Howser. Do you remember Doogie Howser, that doctor that was on TV that was played by the same dude?
Neil Patrick Harris.
Neil Patrick Harris.
Barney.
That's right. So he's like Barney, but when Barney was the teenage doctor, the precocious teenage doctor. So Simon Gear was like the precocious meteorologist, which is, by the way, not a difficult thing to be. It's not meteorologists, they are scientists in a way that someone who studies the patterns on leaves is a scientist. They're there and they do something, but we're not really sure how useful what they do is, you know. So, because they always get it wrong. Like the meteorologist says to you, oh, there's a cold front approaching and therefore the air is going to, the shit you learnt in geography and matric, but they never can be relied on. You know,
all you want to know as an ordinary citizen is it going to be hot? Is it going to be cold? Must I wear a jacket? Must I wear shoes? That kind of thing. Anyway, Simon Gears probably...
Is it going to rain? Is it going to rain? Is it going to be looting? I just want to know those two things.
Right. So that, he can't help you on either of those fronts. So anyway, he puts this thing up. And there's so many people that are doing this at the moment. Because, you know, their instinct is... Because they're frightened, right? A lot of people are very frightened. And most people are not particularly well-equipped to deal with any adversity whatsoever. In other words, when the world gets a little bit crazy, they start screaming, howling, setting their hair on fire and running around with their hands up in the air like this. Right? That's what people do. So Simon Gear, who's obviously having a tough time too, tries to direct this at exactly the wrong people, the people who ultimately will save society. He goes, have you noticed how that very specific type of guy who drives a tricked-out Ford Ranger is admin on your suburb security WhatsApp group and likes to message about three Bravos in a white Golf is having the time of his life this week. Obviously, he's, you know, he thinks like he's being an ally to, like, white liberals and to blacks by saying this. And by saying this, he's making a really interesting and complex observation about boots who drive Ford Rangers and are out there protecting communities on the street, right? The very people who do hold communities together, he's decided this is the time to have a go at them as a meteorologist who's providing a much more important service, obviously. So this girl comes on. I just love this. Her name is Sky. And she says...
Oh, definitely a Taurus.
No, but listen to
Sky
this.
Sky is one of the...
Don't jump the gun now. Just so she says, if...
Don't trigger Vanilla.
If by the time of his life... You mean he hasn't slept since Saturday? He's putting his life at risk to protect your community while soy boys like you hide in your mommy's bedroom tweeting. Then yes, he's having the time of his life. Go and take a testosterone supplement, weather girl. Boom.
Wow.
My favorite thing this week.
That's amazing.
You know, everyone...
Thank you, Sky.
Yeah, thank you, Sky. I want to mate with that girl. I don't care who she is. She could look... half as good as her profile picture, and I want to mate with her. I think we'd have magic children. Jesus, that's great.
Namaste to Sky. Yeah.
That just made my whole year. So well done to her. Isn't that the best? I mean, really, you know, you hear these people. Like, I heard one of these news anchors, I think it was Sally Burdett or, you know, Kathy Mutlatlana or whoever it was, one of them saying, but, you know, it's because of huge amounts of inequality that we've got people looting and raiding. Some of these people are so married to this bullshit ideology that the poor can't be judged by the same morals as the rich. They keep telling us how evil capitalists are and how, you know, capitalists are just the greediest, most profit-seeking people in the world. When you see that greed in people just taking 25 tins of pilchards, nappies for children they don't have, formula, a pot plant, and 7 packs of anal lube, and you see them throwing that into their car, they go, that's not greedy, that's desperation, because, you know, it's inequality in society. It's so unfair. So because it's a poor black person, these white liberals very often are the ones who say to you, oh, no, but you can't judge them by the same morals as you, which is so racist, fuck's sake. It's so racist. It's like,
totally.
Don't judge these people by the same set of rules and laws I expect to judge the capitalist by or the successful person by. And... you know, let's talk about toxic masculinity while that same toxic masculinity is standing on the corner of a street at 3 a.m. making sure the mob of raiders don't come into your house and take your microwave, Sally. Can we please just give these people a little bit of time to get the tiny bit of credit they deserve for keeping civilization together when shit hits the fan? Because who are you going to call when things get really tough? Who are you going to call? The Hollywood master's degree movie director who's going to stand on the corner worrying about the effects of the cold morning air on his latest chemical peel that he needs to have for his face so he can look nice and fresh for the movie set tomorrow? Or are you going to be calling on the guy who's the licensed firearm owner, who's got 2 dogs, who quietly goes about his business and mows his lawn on a Saturday and has 6 or 7 beers through the course of the weekend and occasionally will shout or sing along to Bon Jovi's It's My Life? Which guy are you going to rely on when the shit hits the fan tomorrow morning? I mean,
yeah.
You know, Have a go at them, Simon Gear. Talk about those guys, how shit they are for society, because you can't measure up. That's what it boils down to.
Or even better, Simon, why don't you go relieve them of their watch and go tell them how they must go and read certain things, or, I don't know, go crochet or whatever the fuck you think it is. Yeah. It's like,
or do a course
as always.
Social, do a course in social anthropology while I guard this street for a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, don't worry. I've got it from here, Corbis. You go unsharpen your knives or whatever. But, you know, this is something like us circles are now forced to do. Like, we have to find the positive. And what it boils down to is that, like, every time I'm on the show, I'm sorry if I repeat things, but, like, it's fuck all talk about right now.
No,
there is
you're exactly wrong.
There is
thank God this has all happened this week, because we haven't had to talk about coronavirus.
Yeah, but there's no purpose for those soy boys out there other than just to kind of
to moan.
Keep spreading stupid ideology and having moan. The look at me, look at me, look at me.
Wah.
That is the only purpose of a soy boy. Yeah. So if you were to go, let's just say you want to go, I don't know, make Mars home, and they go, right, we want soy boys. Why? Well, we need people to say, look at me, and just have stupid ideas. They go, yeah, that's not going to help civilization. Why are we taking these fuckers? And that's exactly what's happening right now. It's like, we need more alpha males. Don't fall for this toxic masculinity bullshit. When channeled correctly, as we've always said, these are people who hold society together. Yeah, and it's just, it's so clear. Like, I would love for that to be the one takeout of all of this fuckery this week, that we can actually look at people for what their value is in society. Strong, masculine people can look after things. That's how it's been from day one. And that's how I'll be forever.
I
appreciate that. And if you're not that, don't be jealous. Maybe try be slightly more like that in your own way, because that is a strong member of society.
Bulelo, you're always going on about, like, how people have to have a utility in society, right? They have to be useful for something. They have to. Now, in a hugely, hugely sophisticated society where everybody is making art and reading poetry and all the robots are doing all the jobs, then I understand, and of course the government just works perfectly, which it never does. In that society, I understand a whole lot of guys becoming transgender and writing books of poetry and fluffing cushions in an upholstery and interior decorating online course and that kind of thing. I get that, right? I think that you should be allowed to pursue
actualization.
Sure, but pursue your dreams and be whoever you want to be, and I will support you 100%. And you can ask people to call you a she if you're a he, and you can ask people to appreciate your unique and incredible talents. But in a society where that stuff isn't yet realized, in a society where we're still trying to hold things together because they're pulling apart in various ways, and this is not true all the time, but it's true as an undercurrent, especially in a country riven by the kinds of differences that we have in South Africa. Many of these differences represent opportunity, but many of them also represent threat, right? And ultimately, we cannot, no matter how much we talk about gender equality or, you know, a tolerance and diversity and all of those lovely subjects, which I hear coming up now at a time where it's not the time now to be talking about how diverse our army is or how much gender equality there is in the army. I do not want a fat lady with a weapon guarding me when there can be a fit man guarding me with a weapon in my suburb. I'm terribly sorry if that sounds awful, but that's eventually what happens. And what you're seeing around you now, and it's quite a good thing, I think, because there's been so much bullshit spoken of. And you see people going on social media about bullshit, just unnecessary crap, which is really about trying to create some attention, as Ben says, for these people themselves. You see people suddenly going, you know what? That's all good and well, but right now we've got actual problems to deal with, real problems. And there are poor people in this country, and there are desperate people in this country who don't care about whether, you know, Costa Semenya's testosterone level is at X or Y, because right now they're fucking hungry. Or tomorrow they're worried about the guy who lives next door coming to take their stuff at knife point. That's kind of – those people are really living with a different reality to those people in the media, particularly, who make these stories front page news. And I look at this and I go, just be be grateful for a change, that there's still some conservative values, that there's still some morality, that there's some old school thinking that is the backbone of this country. You know, there are good, and Bulela, I know how you feel about religion. I feel the same way. But there's some good Christian and moral people in this country who hold civilization together in times like this, and we need them. We need them more than we think we need them.
Why is it conservative to be an alpha male? Is that, are we where we are now?
These days, that is a hugely conservative point of view. Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Guys, you must also realize that the word conservatism is being weaponized by this soy boy media. Conservatism stands for conserving what's right.
Yeah.
It's not like, it's not some stupid cult or whatever. It's like certain things in life work. Like, if you want to build a car, it has to be on wheels. That's conservatism, essentially.
That's a good point.
Just because people have the ability to question things doesn't mean they have to be questioned the whole time. Some things just work, and that's where conservatism falls into it. So people must just get okay with that term, because they hear conservative, and suddenly it's like, oh, right-wing, Trump supporter, anti-vaxxer,
And you hear people like, I honestly was watching the news last night because I made a fire and the TV room is where the fire is. So I turned on the TV. I watched SABC. I watched Newsroom Africa. I watched ENCA. There were commentators. There were very good ones, like Reverend Frank Chikane, who was on with Peter Ndoro. And, you know, Peter Ndoro in a crisis is a very calming person to listen to. He's terrific. So I watched a little bit of this. He was great, Frank Chikane, made a lot of sense, and didn't hold back on his thoughts on the Zuma family and the Zuma faction. He said these people should be arrested. He said we must arrest these people and put them in jail. They are destroying society. So, you want to say something, Ben, and I'll explain what I saw.
No, totally. It just goes with what I vindicates what I was saying last time I was on the show about having no sympathy for that sack of shit in prison and all of his ilk. Because well, let's be honest, the undercurrent of a lot of wrongness in this country.
Yeah, I mean, there are lots of people who are saying that these guys should just be taken off Twitter. And if not taken off Twitter, we should all unfollow them at very least. They're not helping anybody. They're certainly not making anything better except for themselves.
But it's funny how like Twitter's kind of okay with that too. I mean, Trump was taken off Twitter.
Yeah, that's it.
Trump didn't do much. I mean, if you read Julius Malema's tweets, like literally inciting violence. Like he said, they cannot kill us all. As in, hi, unemployed person who I've kind of indoctrinated, can you please go die in the street for some sort of purpose?
Die for me.
That's exactly what he was saying.
Die for me. And so Frank Chikane was saying this as well last night. He said, poor people in South Africa, unemployed people in South Africa, do not let yourself be used by these people who don't care about you at all. Right now, I hope that that message does reach those people, but it probably didn't, because they're not up at that time of the night watching TV. They have a much harder life than I do. They're not sitting.
Well, they've all got TVs now, Gareth, as the jokes go.
Anyway, so you're wrong. Okay, you may be right. The point I was getting to is, like, you've actually got these conversations going on TV now about how, well, we've got to be really careful, because if these mobs, these vigilantes, what do they call them? These armed militias. They're using the same language that the left in America used on January the 6th to try to make it turn now. That these people who are defending their own communities, who, by the way, are white, black, colored, Indian, all of them are like men who just aren't going to let their children be fucking harassed at night by a mob, let alone have their shit stolen, let alone have them have their families murdered. These are good people. Somehow there are elements in the media and some of the commentariat that are genuinely trying to make it look like those are the people we need to worry about in society. These people who mind their own business, go about their day, never do anything that would be considered illegal. And if they do, they're certainly not out there trying to cause more illegality right now. They're trying to bring some peace and order and stability to their communities. How the hell they become the enemy? There's a mental illness going on, where you think that those people are the problem instead of the people who are burning down buildings. I mean, what the hell is wrong with you? Seriously. Annette says, Gareth, you're on top form. You're killing me today. I woke up with lots of energy. Sorry. It's just one of those days. I love this. Somebody says here, my problem, I wish I hadn't bought a gun. I wish I'd bought guns. Says someone here. Yes, that's exactly right. I've been talking about this. Didn't I tell you to get a gun like 6 years ago? not because I want you to go out and shoot people. Fucking gun-free at South Africa, these people who think like that, you just clearly are not the kind of person who's ever understood what a precipice society can be on. You've always been so coddled that you think everything's always safe. Unbelievable. So anyway, yes,
you know,
get guns.
You know what this stems from? There's a bunch of trust fund kids who sit in Rosebank offices, right?
Yeah.
And they all sit in meetings and talk about how black men are being marginalized.
Yes.
Because of there's a whole lot of NGOs
social
in Rosebank.
Social anthropology, and you know, and it's usually, and these people are somehow they take these degrees that no one's ever going to pay them a salary to use. And they make
politicians,
it,
kids, and yeah, trust fund kids.
Yes.
That's all that's there. I've walked through those buildings.
And again, these are people who will go and be loud on social media and be so strong on social media. Like, I've got a point of view, and let's cancel this person. That person must be called out for their X, Y, and Z.
And you know what this is showing me is like because those people now, it's quite hip to be on the gram and be one of the people and every single identity politic. It's yeah. Like, I think I've said this before. If the most interesting thing about you is your skin color, your sexual preference, I don't want to know you.
Right.
If that is the most interesting thing about you, you are not yeah. useful to anybody. Don't tell me being gay or being black or being Jewish is the most interesting thing about you. You're boring. It should accentuate your core values that we call conservative for whatever reason.
Right.
Just try and be a decent
so
person.
True.
None of
no.
perfect.
Well,
I don't want to hear
so
about
true.
The fact that you're black and gay. I don't care.
Yeah,
are you
yeah.
a good? Are you trying to be a good person?
And
we're seeing that.
How are you useful? Useful, I think, is a word. Like this week, we've discovered who in society is useful. Really, like you know, the shit hits the fan, and you find out who's useful. Nico Kritzinger says, I love this. If any looting happens in Brakpan, the parents just unclip the kids off the chains, and the town is safe.
That is awesome. I saw something yesterday. Somebody said, no, Brakpan hasn't been looted. It's always looked like that.
And listen, can I tell you who the other heroes are at the moment? It's not just these people who've brought out their ammo and helped the cops because the cops ran out of ammo. And brought their tricked out Ford Rangers, as Simon Gere puts it. It's also these amazing people in the taxi business, Santaco, who have been protecting
yeah.
malls, protecting people. I got this video yesterday from someone who's not Afrikaans or white about this Afrikaans tannie in like Schoemansville, which is in the northwest. Mm. Did you see that video? And she goes,
no.
I am just here at the shopping center, and she turns her phone and this taxi guy is standing there. Now, normally, in that sort of situation, a white Afrikaans woman would wind up her window and say, oh, no, 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 thank you, no, sorry, I don't have anything for you. You know, that kind of shit. And this guy's like, ma'am, you can shop here. We are protecting this shopping center. Everything is going to be fine. Do your shopping. Don't worry. We've got this under control. Those taxis up there on the ridge, they are looking after you. I'm like, you know what? Fucking brilliant. So there's those guys. And then there are these people who are cleaning up Durban. Have you seen how they've tidied up the CBD in the last 48
Amazing.
Hours?
Amazing.
Sweet
Amazing.
Jesus. I don't think the CBD of Durban's ever looked this good. Everything's been tidied. It's
yeah.
been, the windows have been cleaned. The pavement has been scrubbed. Can we just keep all the trashy people who are usually there off the streets as well? Because obviously that's part of the problem is that they just, you know, eat and drop the packet wherever they are. Durban's never looked this good. Sometimes you have to get to rock bottom to start going up, right?
It's so true, but like, don't you also feel like this is probably the best time to be a president of a country? You can just, you don't have to pander to anyone now.
No.
You can actually just really crack the whip.
Right.
But we have an amoeba as a president, which doesn't help.
Yeah.
Like, you can take a real hard stance on criminality now. Like, you've got carte blanche to go and actually implement, like, hardcore measures
right.
to really, like, cut these people down.
Like now you could make a rule. Like he could go to Parliament and he could say to the ANC because
yeah.
they've got a
everyone will support it.
He'd say to the chief whip, listen, I'm passing 10 bills this week that we've needed to pass for the last 40 years. They're going to be as follows.
Exactly.
If you litter, you will be shot. No, seriously, yes, he could do that. Public would support him right now. Because we don't want to hear from a law professor at WITS who says, no, but hang on, when you know human rights, you can't shoot someone for littering. Because the threat of being shot for littering is probably the only thing that would stop some people from littering. So he must pass laws about keeping the place tidy like they have in Rwanda. He must pass laws about – he must take advantage of the situation to say, if you are found with a TV in its box in the next 3 weeks and you cannot produce the documentation on the spot, we're just going to lock you in jail straight away. And don't, and you will not – you'll be in the awaiting trial prison for at least 2 years because we've got to process some things. He must appoint 500 new judges tomorrow to be able to do small claims stuff, to be able to do theft and looting and violence and arson and deal with all of this immediately. There are enough lawyers. God damn it, do we have enough lawyers in this country. There are buildings full of them that should be appointed as interim acting judges to get the courts moving again. But you know what he's going to do? He's going to sit there and go, oh, you know, Cyril, my people, please, let's pray for South Africa. Pray. That's what he's going to say.
Shout out, Jesus. The problem is that there's a little tiny little thing called Marikana on the table, and he trapped himself. Mm. Yeah, so that's how he's – Ben's 100% correct.
Pumi did this yesterday. I'm going to do it in her stead. Check the worry in my eyes, Cyril. Get on with it. We don't care about your reputation, and we don't care about the EFF calling you a murderer for Marikana. What we need is control, and we need someone – we need authority. We need strength.
If you want to be a leader, you get called names all the time. Unfortunately, that's just part of the territory. But look, I'm a big believer of that we don't need more laws in life. We need less.
Yeah,
but 100%. You know, people love saying we live in unprecedented times. Okay, well, can we start doing some unprecedented things?
Yes.
Listen, Ben, speaking of unprecedented, before you leave us, Drik is doing his thing last week. Are you going to be back?
Yeah.
Are you going to be back training with him? What a freaking legend, that guy. What a savage right hand.
Back to that.
In the jaw.
Gets back to there.
Oh, that's...
It was absolutely never in doubt, though, but absolutely never in doubt. I mean, the guy's got such an amazing future ahead, and he's such an incredible dude.
Mm.
And, he's fought twice in the UFC, and he's knocked Oaks out twice. And the two guys that he knocked out were never stopped, as in they've never been knocked out before like that.
Wow.
So, yeah, he's got to go from strength to strength. But obviously he's going to come back being a decent alpha male, standing.
Not a soy boy, basically.
No, so he's gonna come back, and you know, it'd be great for him just to like celebrate the victory, savor the time with his friends. But no, he's probably gonna have to go and look after communities and do things that Simon Gear can't do, because that's the kind of guy we need in this country.
Damn straight.
I love it. Listen, I'm so pleased.
Have a great weekend.
I'm so pleased you and other people were directing our attention to Drikus, because we need some good news stories, and we often talk about how people take inspiration, and it's great to see someone who's been working as hard. If you've been following Ben on social media, you've been following Drikus, and you'll see all the stuff he's been doing. It's great to see a guy just excelling, you know, being just great at what he does. It's amazing.
Exactly.
All right, Ben.
All right, guys. Have a great weekend.
Check you later.
Steal TVs. All right.
Don't steal TVs. Good plan.
No, as they say in the old country, be a hoot, don't loot, you know, as the old saying goes.
Yes, be a hoot, don't loot. I like that a lot. All right, we've got some, I don't know where Leanne is. We're trying to find her, but, you know, she's probably, maybe she had some wine last night. The Chardonnay was delivered by her underground dealer. Maybe she's,
it's been an hour now. We've been trying to get a hold of her since 5:30, so the saga continues. We'll keep you posted.
I hope she's all right. That's all. All I do is worry. What are you drinking, Gareth? Slow Mag Fizzies. Yes, Carol. That's the most interesting thing. We're trying to do a show here, and you're interested in what I'm drinking. But okay. It's all right.
No, well, it could. Listen, also, Carol might be worried that you may be seeping into melancholy, and you've chosen the Socrates route out, and you've just
drinking hemlock.
You know, it might be hemlock. Mm. Yeah, it might be a little hemlock, and you're putting yourself.
Don't stress.
You're crossing the proverbial Rubicon. Okay, so
don't stress. No, it's not.
Good.
So I saw this interesting story. This is really cool. Just in case you thought that there was There was only madness in KZN. Apparently, according to IOL, gun shops in Cape Town are out of ammo, as residents fear looting will spill over into the Western Cape. At least they got guns to use the ammo with. And that's smart. I mean, I always keep a little bit of ammo. There was an ammo shortage most of last year and the year before. So if you have a gun, you're going to make sure you have ammo. Otherwise, what's the point? You know, what are you going to do, wave it around? Yeah. So, you know, the people of Western Cape obviously just worried it's going to spill over. But I think mostly, according to what I have been gathering from not only social media, but from the news media and from people I know who are in these places, mostly it seems to be calming down and we'll hopefully go into a weekend of a lot less lawlessness. Let's hope that is the situation.
The country of Cape Town must know one thing. We only like you in summer. You've got 3 months where we might come and loot. Other than that, you have nothing for us. You're a bunch of lazy surfers. We're good up here. But from September onwards, if we're still looting by then you're in problems.
Well, you talk about people who are just not useful in the world. Meghan Markle is going to make an animated adventure series for Netflix. Who's sitting on the edge of their seat going, that's what I've always wanted? Who's going, you know what we need to do? We need to find a way to give Meghan Markle money in this topsy-turvy world that is riven with pandemics and violence and people losing their shit all over it. What we need is more Meghan Markle. Who do you think made that decision? Could only be those douchebags at Netflix. I suppose they've paid Harry and Meghan an advance of some kind, and now they have to find a way to recoup it. Right? No.
They are Disney's dream, though, aren't they? They're that whole, like, Hollywood dream, because former prince, princess vibe, and now, oh my gosh, he's got a British accent as well. Mm. Oh,
the difficulty,
unbelievable.
The difficulty
put them on mixed race as well. Oh.
Yeah, the difficulty I'm having understanding this is, first of all, don't give me that mixed race thing. I'm darker than Meghan Markle, all right? I've never bought that story. I really haven't.
Yeah, Meghan Markle's,
her mother may be a black woman, and Meghan Markle's about as light as I am. And really, everybody's going on about mixed race. I mean, you know, Barack Obama never talks about his white parent. He always talks about the black parent. Can we just stop this, please?
No, but they love that in Hollywood, is what I'm saying. You know, people love God, it's what the future should look like. If a black man marries a black woman, what is wrong with those people?
Why are they being so boring and they could be so diverse, even in their marriage, right? You want to be diverse everywhere.
Just phenomenal. You know, Madiba said Rainbow Nation, and they are actually it, guys.
Okay,
so much inspiration.
Bulelo, you're distracting me from my anger here. My anger is Meghan Markle. I didn't know she was an animator. I didn't know she could draw. Did you?
I had no idea.
No, because now she is going to produce an animated adventure series for Netflix about a 12-year-old girl who is inspired by historical female figures. Who the fuck wants to watch that? I don't know a single girl who wants to watch. What, are they going to make, like a Rosa Parks cartoon? Make a mockery of Rosa Parks' actual existence by drawing her as some kind of horrible animated blancmange who sits at the back of the bus and then doesn't take people's shit? Come on. Do me a favor. Meghan Markle needs to give us her interpretation of famous female figures in history. I guarantee you she's only made that move. She's only come up with that idea because they said to her, this will speak really well to the intersectional community. And we know girls need really good role models, and you're one of those role models. And she went, oh, yeah, thank you. And they said, let's make an animated series, Meghan. She went, yes, because I can't draw, so I'll produce this, whatever that means. And they said, yeah, and we can make – the angle is women, because the one thing we don't hear enough of from Hollywood is how great women are all the time. So let's have some more of that. I wish her the best of luck. I think it's going to be a tremendous success. And Netflix, you've got me as a viewer. That's for sure.
Here's the thing, is there are proper scientists and cool people who are, you know, sculpted societies, architecture, you know, we've got Jane Goodall. Like, I'm just using her as an example. We've got Oprah. We already have people who are industry-changing titans. I want to see Jane Goodall getting a series. What's happening there with Jane Goodall? But she doesn't look like $1 million. She's not married. She's not married to an Indonesian man.
Yeah.
So sorry, get the hell out of here.
Enough. Right. Well, Mandia makes the point. When Meghan Markle was on Suits, she was hardly identifying as a woman of color. Do you remember? That wasn't a big thing because they wouldn't, because she was just an actress, and that's all she's ever been. Again, one of these people in society who only is useful if your society is advanced enough to accommodate an actress. Anyway, look, I do want to move on. There actually are important things going on. TK is the station manager for Alex FM, and they've been affected really badly by these riots and looting. We spoke to TK yesterday, and he was in Alex at the time. Thought we'd just check in this morning, because what we've done is we've just kind of, we're in the building that we're in, and there's a bit of space, and if we can help them out, we'll help them out. And Alex FM is a community radio station, and I support these guys in all their endeavors. It's hard enough to run a business. It's much harder to run a media business. It's even harder to run a community media business. And people like TK keep those machines working, and I have such respect for them. TK, it's so good to see you. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
Good, man. Very good. First of all, what happened to you guys? Tell us the story of what went on and why you had to gather up your stuff and move Alex FM. What was happening in Alexandra Township?
Well, with the unrest that have been happening in the community of Alexandra, unfortunately, in the 8 hours of Tuesday morning, the station was looted. The criminal elements that were masquerading as protesters in the community, they entered our building, and then they stripped us off. They took all our broadcasting equipment to the value of $5 million.
Oh, my God.
As I'm talking to you, we don't have anything. We are currently broadcasting from the same building where Cliff Central is, but we had to, you know, seek for donations from other, you know, colleagues in the industry so that we can just get the station back on air, because the station was looted.
I'm so pleased that you've found a place, and I'm glad that we could help in some small way. But 5 million rands worth of theft of broadcasting equipment is going to be hard to recoup. And many people don't know that community stations, most of them, they really rely on volunteers. They rely on people to donate things, because you're not making hundreds of millions of rands at a community station. It's really for the community. You would think that, you know, that these kinds of businesses would be supported in times like this, and people need your help. They need to know what's going on. They need to hear from broadcasters and from people in the community. That's their first port of call. I'm so sorry this happened to you, TK. I'm glad. Nobody was hurt, right? You got out of there okay. Everybody was all right.
Yeah, well, fortunately, none of our presenters, even the security personnel, were hurt. So they managed to escape way before these guys can, you know, gain entrance to our studios. It is very sad because, like you are saying, community radio stations are playing a very important role in our society, because as I'm talking to you now, the community of Alexandra does not have a voice. Yes. Where will they hold the executive to account? Where will they engage on issues of service delivery? Where will they get opportunities in terms of the announcements that you are making daily when there are community announcements, job opportunities? They just silenced their voice. It is a very devastating period for us, but we have to forge ahead.
So what's the plan? I mean, how long are you guys going to be able to do what you're doing now, broadcasting from our premises, using other people's equipment? And listen, if you need help, I mean, obviously we're going to do everything we can. I see you're in one of our offices right now. I'd prefer to have people in the building, frankly, and it's not too far from Alex, so you guys don't have to worry about traveling for miles and miles. But there are obviously other things you need. Can people who are listening to us right now help out in any way? Is there something that we can do that we aren't already doing?
Yes, of course. I mean, we are still looking for more donations to rebuild the station. Like I said, we lost equipment to the value of $5 million, sure. And it took us 27 years to
build
you
it
know,
up.
Have this kind of equipment, because you mentioned it earlier on that community radio stations, you only rely on smaller donations. Mm. We are not really about generating income. We don't have mechanism to generate bigger incomes like commercial radio stations. So it took us 27 years since 94 to date to have the kind of equipment that we had. So we are running a campaign, and I'm happy because people are coming forth. There are people from all walks of life who are coming through to assist us. What I'll do, I'll share our details with your team. Maybe if you can also put it on your social media pages so that
sure we will.
You know, ordinary citizens of South Africa can assist us.
with pleasure, and anybody who can, I'm sure will. TK, good luck to you. We're holding thumbs for you guys, and obviously, you know, we're all together in this, and I'm glad that you guys have got the support that you've got from Telemedia there, where we are, from us, from the guys at LM Radio, who are also a community station, and let's all stand together.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, my brother. Nice to see you. There's TK, who's the station manager for Alex FM. By the way, just TK, before I let you go, what's the latest on Alex? What are things like there at the moment?
Well, fortunately enough, now the situation has come. There's a huge contingent of police and the soldiers, but it's too little too late, because now Alex is on his knees, and all the shopping centers are closed. Mm. But I'm just glad that the situation, the police were able to contain the situation, even though the response was very, 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 very reluctant. I mean, I was telling the Minister of Communication, Stella Ndabeni, when she visited our studios, that it's so disappointing that the police at the time where all these things were happening were on site, because this could have been avoided if we had a proper plan from the security cluster in terms of containing the situation. Now they are there, they are guarding empty buildings.
Right. Well, I'm also interested because one of our people who works with us, Jane, she lives in Alex, and Jane said to me that most people in Alex, they don't buy, you know, a week or a month of groceries in advance, because they can't afford to. So they buy for that day. And if the shops aren't open that day, there's no food that night.
There's no food that night. And Alex people, they cannot be traveling to Greenstone or Santin to buy bread.
Correct. There's not enough money to do that. You have to live from day to day.
Sure.
Well, TK, good luck to you guys. I'm very happy that you're safe. I'm very pleased that you managed to make it out of there. I'm sad that all that equipment has been stolen, but maybe some of it will be recovered, and maybe there are good people in the community who will help rebuild Alex. You keep strong and stay ahead of the madness. Nice to see you.
Thank you very much.
Very good. Thanks, man. Wow. You know, it's just, again, like when the shit hits the fan, you see the good in people and you see the bad in people. And there are great people who are working hard all over this country to keep things together. Let's support them instead of trying to find ways to chip away at the good that they're doing. I see some interesting comments here.
Go ahead. Just before you go on, isn't it awesome? I think we were talking about earlier in the week, was that like people like TK, it's very easy. I mean, we all know somebody who's broken up with someone, they've been going out for 3 months, and their life falls apart.
Yeah.
TK's living place is on fire, and he refused to bend.
Yeah.
And he said, what's the solution? This is what I was talking about, is what will we do after this? And people like TK, again, showing you that you don't have to be Jeff Bezos to have this mentality. And TK would be successful anywhere.
These are the people who keep the world together. These are the people who keep civilization on its feet rather than on its knees. So, yes, that's exactly what we started talking about at 6 o'clock this morning. And if I've been a bit of a rant this morning, then that's why. Okay, Paul says he's so sick of zombie series and movies. Okay, yeah, well, are you watching the news, or are you watching actual zombie movies? Because you'd be forgiven for making the confusion arise in your head as a result of watching some of the news coverage. Do you see that one? There's that one video of that guy walking down the street. He's obviously drunk out of his mind during all this. Because, you know, it's interesting, like, also the liquor stores were targeted by looters.
Oh, yeah.
So the Monday when they started these looting and riots exercises, a lot of these people were drinking Monday night, so they weren't very useful as looters on the Tuesday. So they kind of lost their mojo a little bit because they were drunk and hungover. Pumlani says, when it comes to Megan, Gareth can be such a mean girl. Yawn, move on already. Thought you don't care about her. Okay, Pumlani. It came up in the headlines. I mean, that's the only reason I brought it up. You sent that to me, that story, right, Mbulelo? I didn't say you find me a story on Meghan Markle.
Yeah, no, she's divisive, I guess. Listen,
she's just irritating. I don't see the point. Sun Marie says, Gareth, men have had the hero stage forever. It's our turn. All right, Sun Marie. You want it, come and get it. But you better be strong. I don't want to talk any Captain Marvel shit, please. Give me a Black Panther. Don't give me a Captain Marvel. the movie that the Marvel movie with the lowest audience ratings ever, Captain Marvel. She has all the powers, but because she's a woman, we must go and watch. She gets given all the powers.
And then she told us to sing John Lennon song.
Is this a yes? Yeah, Don Lemon. Is this a serious conversation? Remember? Yes, I do remember.
Yeah.
Captain Marvel, please do me a favor. She gets all the powers and she still can't get a viewer. Unreal. On yesterday's burning platform, this is from Ultra Every Dry Africa, Ever Dry Africa. Morning. On yesterday's burning ass we platform, Fox Soz, Jonathan made a comment that we have an unbiased media, or we have a biased media rather, unbiased. There is no unbiased media outlet. Should this be something you'd consider taking up? Cheers, Sean. Well, we've spoken about this ad infinitum, Sean. It's something that does come up all the time. If you still trust IOL, News 24, EWN, ENCA as your sole source of news, you're in big trouble. Those people are not really interested in news. They're all competing with each other for clicks, and that's how they survive. So if that's your motivation, what value does truth have in all of that? Robert Ferrero says, again, we get thugs killing the community voice. Yeah, that's the Alex story, I'm afraid. Tracy says, so many shop owners threw out oil at their shops. I saw this too. I must have received this video 4 or 5 times yesterday. People they poured oil in the shopping malls, and then these crooks come in and they slide all over the floor, and they can't actually get up. I've fallen and I can't get up. And it is funny to watch. I just don't know how effective it's going to be once they realize there's oil, and maybe they put something over it, whatever. Steal carpets and put those over the oil. Who knows? Gareth says, Gareth, I'm living in New Zealand, and the riots made New Zealand news. Well, since you bring up New Zealand, I want to read an email that I got from Crystal. Crystal is someone who used to make our cakes. Remember at Cliff Central, we used to get those amazing cakes. This was one of my favorite things about our birthdays, is Crystal was this incredible confectioner, and she'd make these beautiful cakes. She still listens to us in New Zealand, so hey, Crystal, if you're listening. But this is an example of something that I thought people might be interested in, because when South Africans, and again, I hate to be identitarian about this, but it's a lot of white South Africans are like, no, this is the final straw. Now I'm definitely moving, and I'm going to move to New Zealand because that sounds the safest. Okay, so Crystal's in New Zealand. Here's what she says. Hey guys, I'm happy to hear you and Cliff Central are all safe. I realize South Africa's in the middle of riots, but I wanted to tell you how great New Zealand is and how the rest of the world doesn't hear about it. So stand by. She goes, number one, people ram shops. That's the new thing here. 9 and 13-year-olds ram a shop with a stolen car at 2 a.m. They steal money and cigarettes. They then flee the scene and leave the car behind. It's part of gang initiation to earn your stripes in places like Auckland. Number two, all of our nurses in New Zealand are fleeing to Australia because the pay there is so much better, while Jacinda Ardern has put a two-year pay freeze on nurses' salaries. Auckland alone is short of 500 nurses, with staff currently overworked. We don't even have COVID here. The truth is, our health system will never survive a COVID outbreak, and that is why our borders have remained closed for a year and a half. Okay, you're listening to this.
Wow.
This is pretty wild stuff from Crystal. And she's not the kind of person who has any dog in the fight at trying to make New Zealand look bad. She's just moved there, so she wants to make it look good. She's being honest with us, which I've always appreciated about Crystal. Speaking of Crystal, number three, meth. A meth addiction, she says, is a pandemic. Now, this is New Zealand, all right? You never hear these stories in the news. New Zealand's busy reading about what carnage is going on in South Africa, and there are a whole lot of South Africans there who are going, see, that's why I moved. But here's Crystal being honest with us, and I really appreciate this, Crystal. It's not schadenfreude for me to take pleasure in what you've sent me about New Zealand, just like it's not schadenfreude for her to be sitting there going, oh, those riots, I'm so glad I moved. So here it is. She says, meth addiction is a pandemic in New Zealand. Jacinda has just given millions to the mongrel mob gang leader to run a meth rehab. Makes sense, right? You know, this is what happens when the left takes over in your country. Gangs rule the roost here, according to Crystal. Number four, BEE, or a version of it, is coming into play here too. You have to have a certain percentage of your business owned by Maori or Pacifica people. So again, it's like we're going to make this economy an economy of equity. So we're interested in the outcome rather than the opportunity, which never creates a good outcome. But good luck with that one, New Zealand. Number five, crime is on the up with not enough police, so communities are forced to make community watches, just like in South Africa. Meth is a massive reason for the crime, you know, because if someone's a meth addict, they're going to do anything they can to get money, and that includes stealing and knifing pensioners and getting whatever you can out of their pockets. She says, number six, they've recently increased benefits here to the point that people would rather stay at home than go to work because they make more money that way. Again,
wow.
Put leftists in control, this is what you get. Number seven, the cleaning and fruit picking industry are dire. The borders have been shut, so they can't export, right? And fruit is a big part of New Zealand's economy. Migrants aren't allowed to do these jobs anymore, but Kiwis will not do these lower-level jobs. Sounds familiar, right? So companies use office admin staff to go and pick fruit, otherwise nothing will happen. How's that?
What?
Number eight, child abuse and domestic violence is a massive issue here. With mental health, it's so high. So there's another thing that we don't hear about New Zealand. Number nine. All migrants are sitting in limbo with residency applications on hold since March 2020. It's 50,000 rand pending visas. Sorry, 50,000 pending visas. Because she said 50K there, so I just put a rand in front of it for some reason. 50,000 pending visas were cancelled last week to cut back on migrants entering New Zealand. But most industries are short of skilled staff. Number 10. Housing and food prices continue to rise, with the possibility of buying property in the future being close to zero for most people who don't already own property in New Zealand. So that's one of – when people say the safest place because they think safety is a big part of being alive and being human, and it isn't. As I've said before, being safe is an anomaly in the whole of human history. She says all of this stuff as someone who's moved to New Zealand, right? So she's not an axe to grind here. She wants to make her decision look good, like most people who emigrate do. And when people think of a safe place in the world, they think of the furthest part of the world that they could possibly imagine, where nothing happens, New Zealand. Two little islands, so far away, even Australia don't want to be associated with them. And mostly it's hunky-dory. It's the place they filmed Lord of the Rings. So it's beautiful, it's pastoral, they've got magnificent natural geography. It really is a lovely place from everything I've heard. I've got friends who live there. I've got friends who have lived there and moved to Australia. I've got friends who visited there. They all say nice things about it. But they don't tell you this stuff. So thank you, Crystal. I appreciate that email. That's all.
Nowhere's perfect.
Yeah, nowhere's perfect. So you make your own mind up. No one's going to tell you what to do. Okay, Graham says, no looting at the Bluff. They have 10-year-old hitmen surfing with Bowie knives in those parts. I love that. No, that's great. Ultra Ever Dry Africa's back saying, limited chat message size, obviously. You guys give unfiltered commentary, and I hope you appreciate how valued it is. Thank you. I think there's a place for you in the wider format, like newspaper, etc. We're not going to open a newspaper. Talk about a waste of money. But thank you for the idea, nonetheless. Zuzile Zungu says, last night we collated a list of optometrists who've lost their businesses. 47 optometrists across KZN and GP, and we're still counting. Yes, sis. 47 optometrists have been broken, destroyed, burnt, looted. Now, as I understand it, you can't just steal someone else's glasses. It's not going to help you. Your eyes are different to theirs, and you have to get the right glasses. Fucking looters are stupid, hey? They're so stupid. The grass is always greener on the other side, says Ruth. Thanks for that email, Crystal. Some folks overseas don't get it when I tell them South Africa's my home, says Audrey. What don't they get, Audrey? Again, not just looters are stupid. Some people are stupid.
No, I think what she's saying is when Audrey.
I'm not saying Audrey's stupid. I'm why don't people get it when you say it's your home? What do you mean?
Yeah, or like it's great. I think what she's saying is, you know, when she says, "Ah, South Africa has its problems, nowhere's perfect," and they probably go, "Oh, we're in the UK. It's just unbelievable. Boris is the best, and we can walk all the time." Right. I mean, I go and get an ice cream at 11 at night or whatever. Oh, okay. Shout out, Audrey.
Right. Okay.
Audrey. I mean, I'm not patriotic. I don't believe in being patriotic, but I do love living.
Yeah. The blind literally leading the blind, says Luzon. You talk about Zuzile's spec savers comment.
That's God, great. I mean,
listen. Jesus, we at least we've maintained our sense of humor, right? And guys,
South Africans are the
and guys, never forget.
South African people, thank you so much for standing up for our father, Jacob Zuma. We love you so much.
They actually,
Jacob Zoomer.
I also picked that up this time. I didn't hear that the first time when Simpiwe gave us that clip. Jacob Zoomer. These are his daughters, and they can't say their own surname.
No, the problem is this. Let me tell you, there's a code switch you have to do from English to Zulu. And she was in between. There was a crosswire.
Oh, right. Okay. This is,
yeah, Jacob, thank you for Jacob Zoomer. Oh, no. Crosswire. Yeah,
that's
you know when you're changing a radio station and you're not on 90, you're 98.1. Yeah, she was on the way to 98. Yeah,
right. Very nice. Oh my God, I'm having a fun morning this morning. I hope you are too. We're going to be joined in a little while by Siv Ngesi, who we've been talking about getting on the show for ages, and Siv has been melting down on social media over all of this shit. He's got so much to say. I'm just going to switch him on and leave him for like 10 minutes.
He's not electric.
Don't need to ask him questions. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, he's electric. He is an absolute lightning rod.
And then later on, we obviously got George Meany joining us for Auto Central's Power Pod. We've got no time now, but Mbulelo's also got a couple of things he wants to tell you about Cliff Central Sport. First of all, we want to talk a little bit about what's been going on in KZN, and I want to hear from people who have some different points of view. Among them, Siv Ngesi, including you. Let us know what your comments are on our YouTube channel. That's probably the best place you comment if you're watching us live. If you're not watching us live and you're listening to us, then you can also send us a WhatsApp to 0797482090. Kala just wants us to say, guys, please comment on our COVID infection rate, already dropped by more than 15%. Will they end level 4 so we can get out of Gauteng? You see, if it's dropped, despite, and I this is where I'll be interested, next week we'll get the numbers for this week, right? And with all the riots and looting and everything else, we'll find out whether or not that has increased the COVID rate substantially, because that's what everybody's saying it will do. And I'm not suspicious. I don't have a dog in this fight either way. So let's see what happens. But next week we'll have a good idea of whether or not these riots and the looting and all the activity of people going out in the street and not observing curfew because they're either protecting their community or looting it. We'll find out whether that's had an impact. If it hasn't, then can we stop with all this bullshit around lockdown, please? If it hasn't, then there is no solid argument from any quarter. I don't want to hear from a doctor. I don't want to hear from a virologist. I don't want to hear from an epidemiologist. I don't want to hear from anyone. If the numbers have somehow gone down during a week like this, then lockdown is a complete fucking joke. And then it's time for us to just open up this economy for whatever's left of the economy to try and recover. Please. That's all I want to say. So, yes, Kala, good point. I don't know the numbers. If it's down 15%, they should already have opened Gauteng up last week. Alta Join says, how did the optometrists not see this coming?
<All right. laughs> South Africans are fantastic.
Oh, my God. All right. Oh, that's unbelievable. What a great comment. I love it. All right, we'll be back just after 7 o'clock, cliffcentral.com, Friday morning.
Cliffcentral.com.